Okay, the Yortzad of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was actually makbid in Shmini Atzeres. Even in Chutz La'aretz, to sleep in the sukkah. Even though it's a major suffix, but you think about it, the Vilna Gaon slept for 2 hours, so how much of a sacrifice that was. But sleep more than 2 hours is not so easy. Hey. Usually we actually speak about, from what I recall, on the topic of sukkahs. Maybe I used to speak of earlier. I used to ask you the famous shayla from the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. How do two yeshiva brachim are able to sleep in a sukkah if there's only enough space for one person? It's a famous shayla. How is it possible for two guys that want to make sure they sleep in the yeshiva? You remember that from last year, right?
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago. That's what I'm trying to remember. This is not today's topic, so don't worry. But I'm impressed that people remember. So we explained that one guy waits for the other guy to fall asleep. And once he falls asleep, so he's patur from the mitzvah of sukkah. And then a guy that knows how to sleep well, you need a yeshiva bach that knows how to sleep well, and his friend pulls him out. And after he pulls him out, then he goes to sleep. That was the Eitzah. I used to quote that from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, since I told this to my Rebbe maybe 20 years ago, and he threw me out of the sukkah for such a svara, and rightfully so, because it's not so pashut. Because who said, first of all, just practically, the chances of waking someone up, definitely not the type of thing that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would recommend. And in fact, if you look in the Sfam that quoted Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he really didn't recommend it. It was much more of a machshava. Not only that, someone told me there were two things that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was bothered with. And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, to be bothered by someone, by another Jew, is obviously a chiddush. One of them, he was once on the bus. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach himself, he was on the bus, and he was doing sukkahs, and he fell asleep. So a nice yeshiva bach came over and woke him up and said, you're outside of the sukkah, you're not allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah. Filo sheinas arai, sheinas arai. The mom is like a few seconds. So he woke him up. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was very bothered by that. He was very bothered. Happens to be, if you look, it's a machlekes. The Ben Ish Chai holds you mechuyev to wake someone up. But the Shlomo Zalman says, you're not allowed to, and I would definitely lean in that direction. Don't wake up your friend if he's... In fact, it applies especially in this year, so I hope that I'm not boring enough that you won't have to wake... You have to wake your friend up. What? Exactly. It's a shayif you can give shir. Someone makes someone fall asleep. The rav is not exciting enough. Probably a shayif if you could speak. I like that. Chiddush. Don't quote me on that, please. But I would like to speak about another interesting shayla this year. Someone WhatsApped me. He said that he's going to the Kaisel in El Tisal. Nothing like WhatsApp. You get all the interesting shaylas. And he wanted to know if he's mechuyev to take his albuminim to the Kaisel. Why? Because there's a shita of the Bikul Yaakov, famous shita of the Bikul Yaakov. He holds that a person can be mekayim even today the mitzvah d'oraisa usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yam. That means today, if you hold that within the walled city, the old city walls, actually, even though they're built by the Turkish, by the way, they weren't, even though they look so beautiful, but they were built by the Sultan Turki. But nevertheless, they are within the perimeters of where the actual walls of Yerushalayim are. So if you hold that the Mikdash, Machlokes Rishon, if you hold the Mikdash includes Yerushalayim, so there'd be a mitzvah d'oraisa to go and take a lulav and the arba minim and go and daven and shake lulav in front of the kaisel. And it doesn't have to be in the kaisel. Rav Eliyashiv, zechono livracha, used to go to Eish HaTorah. Isn't that interesting? He used to go to Eish HaTorah, the old building. He used to go. He went upstairs. Then eventually a chacham said, but it's not so pashut. I don't know how he said it exactly. He said, Gadol Ador of Eliyashiv, I think you're making a mistake. Because there's a sugya in Maseches Pesachim, if Gagois Valiois, if the rooftops were Niskadish, so maybe you're really not being Yoitzes. I think they say that then he went downstairs to make him happy. He wasn't so makbid. Why wasn't he so makbid? Because really, it's not so pashut at all. Initially, when this person asked me, he said, listen, the Gedolim did it. And everyone speaks about it, and the Bikul Yaakov is one of the main Pirushim, and he's Ochlan Erez, the same person, he's a Chashav Paisek. So initially, I said to my Chavrusa, I think we should also go. Now, if you have a wealthy Chavrusa, that I could just get on a plane, you know, a couple of $1,000, maybe even mechuyev. I said, it might be mechuyev. At chaymish nechosav, at least. So you get on a plane. We worked it out to the science. You get a plane at night, you know, you get there right before shkia. You have the lulav and esrog and the mehuda waiting for you. Do the netilas lulav, and then you get back on the plane, you come back. We were ready to do it. But then, the wife came in. Then the person of the Shalom Bayis obviously trumps any of that, so forget about that. But besides that, I looked more into really lemaise. What did the gedolim hold? And it's interesting. Shows you what a gadol is. Or Vavad Yosef Sichonu Vacha, also one of the main poskim of the previous generation. He writes that initially he used to be makbet to do it, mitzvah d'oraisa, but then he saw his lashon is lahakat. There's a beautiful poetic lashon. He saw basically the lahakat is like the I can't even remember the translation for the lahakat is like the group, the holy group of all those that argued with the Bikul Yaakov and said that it's not Me'ikar Adin, it was never customary to do such a minug, and therefore there's no chiv, so he actually stopped doing it. And if he happened to be in a Kaisel, and someone else has a little Vanesak, he would take it from him. Same thing is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He wasn't makbid to do so. If he went, and so why not? He wouldn't be makbid to do all the shaking and the hidurim. So therefore, I said, we're not going to go. There's other things that come before going and doing that, but it would have been a fun trip to do. The whole shayla is, you have to make it before shkia. I remember I once had a call from a chashev Rosh Yeshiva. He asked me, this years ago, his wife asked him if she could take the lulav and esrog at night. Can a woman shake lulav and esrog at night? It's like my first big shayla from a Rosh Yeshiva, and I was very nervous. But I remembered, it's a pasuk. V'kachtem lachem. And the Gemara says explicitly they can't end. Sometimes it's a dangerous thing when one does not learn halacha. A person could be the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chashev Rosh Yeshiva, just doesn't necessarily learn Mishnah Berurah, and it's important. So here, Shiva Brachim, and including myself, we have to make sure you're learning a sugya, learn it well so your wife doesn't ask you a straight pasuk in the Torah, not there where it's Siddukim. But the simple shayla of whether you do not take a lulav and esrog at night, cannot be mekayim at night. So that's the halacha regarding that. In any case, I want to tell you the following. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, a taina are against the Bikul Yaakov. And I think this is what we could take from this whole interesting shayla. He says, I don't understand. The Bikul Yaakov is saying what? It says, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so he says today, if you hold the Mikdash includes Yerushalayim, so now you could fulfill the mitzvah. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, you know, he had such a glat and a pashut, but at the same time so clear. So I love reading Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, I don't understand. It's not tali just in the place. It's tali in the simcha. When the Mikdash was around, so there was simcha. And if there was simcha, so now, wherever the parameters and the perimeters are, I could fulfill. Today, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not stam, the technical shayla. We don't have the simcha. Unfortunately, we don't have the simcha. So where's the kiyum of Usmachtem lifnei Hashem u'gechem? Now we try as much as we can. And we've been speaking about simcha. And that's definitely, there's a mitzvah of simcha. And there's all the avtachas, the promises, va'isu ach sameach, that if you are going to be besimcha, then you're going to have a year of simcha, and all the guarantees, and all the challenges. And it's probably the most difficult, as the Vilna Gaon, Ataka, today's yahrzeit of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, the hardest mitzvah for him is to keep besimcha all 7 days. Hardest mitzvah. So, I want to tell you what I think we could take for ourselves. What does it really mean to be besimcha? The problem is, ask most people, what does it mean to be besimcha? It's also not so simple. What does it mean, simcha? We try to give definitions. There's a definition for simcha, by the way. Remember the definition? Simcha is the emotional pleasure you experience when you focus on what you have. Now, where's that from? I heard this from Noach Weinberg many times, Zichron Levracha. But it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Eizo Asher Samech B'chelkei. That means that if you want to be happy, the first thing is you have to know a definition. Happiness is that you are focused on what you have, you're not focused on what you don't have. But then, Rabbeinu Yoina in Pirkei Avos throws us a whole twist. He says, but it's talking about a guy also that's learned, that's learning. So everyone asks, why is Rabbeinu Yoina turning this Mishnah that's so nice? Who's rich? Someone that's happy with what he has. Sounds so good. Art school, translation. Why do we have to make it so religious and frum? And now it has to be someone that's learning. Pella, no? So I'm going to tell you a pshat. I was so excited to see this pshat. And it answers another shayla. I had another interesting WhatsApp. A lady asked me, someone actually, Chassan, asked about his kala, who was in Yud Beis Chodesh. Her father was Nifter. I think her father and her mother was Nifter. And she wanted to know if she could go for Akofa Shnios. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a big thing to go for Akofa Shnios, the dancing, the second night. And there's music, there's live music. She wants to be able to know if she could go as a novel. Usually, any simcha that has music, not easy to permit an ovel, Yud Beis Chodesh, to be able to participate. You have to find all the excuses, that a chasana, you have to be a waiter, you have to find a, you have to be a kolov. Can a person who's Yud Beis Chodesh? Now, most of the poskim you look, not so simple. It's live music. It's not even Simchas Torah for her, meaning she's still keeping Yontev, which is not an interesting thing. She's going to hear live music by Israelis, but that already the poskim say is okay. Is it okay? We see already that when it comes to Akofas, even just going around doing Hoshanas, an Avil doesn't go around, the Ramah says. Stands. Some say it's okay, but the Ramah says no. Even Simchas Torah, some poskim say, you could go, an Avil could basically do a little bit of the dancing initially when the Sefer Torah come out, but that's it. Don't take it too much. But the Divrei Sofim says a Chiddush Neira. Divrei Sofim was a Rav in Los Angeles, a Meyodik Talmud Chacham. He was Nifter this year. He's the authority, really the authority on Hilchas Aveiros. I have a Sefer, it's such a Gevaldik Sefer. And he wrote the many Sfarim. It's unknown. But I don't think I've known. Anyone that is dealing with the Lav Halacha, his Sfarim are gold. He says, a Sfar they mamish you could dance from. His Sfar is the following. He says, usually, if a person's a Novel, now the question is, can he go and participate in someone else's Simcha? So the answer is, you can't. Right now, it's Atz Kibud Aveim. There's an interesting chiddush that Nita Gavriel quotes Yosef Oimetz. This chiddush is so dangerous because he says, well, it depends. If an Avel knows that their parents would really want them to do it, there's such a svara like that. Once you say something like that, you could turn all the halachas. It's a very dangerous svara. But that's true. But Lamaise here, usually you want to go to a simcha. So there's a question. It's not your simcha. Says the Divrei Sofim, but here, by Simchas Torah, it's every person's individual simcha. If you're making your own siyum, the poskim already said that you can make a suda and you can even have music. So here on Simchas Torah, don't look at it as it's yenim simcha. You're not going and you're being entertained by someone else's simcha. You're going and celebrating your simcha. So Avada, he says, you could go to dance and do whatever. And this song is so beautiful. You know, it reminded me, there's a famous story of...
Ross says you don't go
Ramah, yes, the Ramah. The Ramah, first of all, is talking... specifically, it's written by Hoshanas. By Simchas Torah, I think it's I'm trying with the Ramah or the Poskim already say it. But I'm just telling you his Svara, and he brings many rayas to it. And I have to look in the Lashon. I don't know. I have to look it up. But in any case, the Divrei Sofim is for sure you can rely on it. All the Poskim rely on the Divrei Sofim. So you have to see how he works with the Ramah. I think it's only Dafka by Shanas. Look it up. If you look it up, Tavrish Samchas. In any case, it reminded me of the, there was once an Amoritz, a guy that's not so learned during the year, or maybe doesn't learn at all. So he saw the Choshava Rav dancing away with a Sefer Torah. This is a good chizuke for a Simchas Torah. He saw him dancing. So he ran and he joined the Rav and he started dancing with him. So the Rav, I guess, still needed a little bit to work on his humbleness. He turned to the guy and he said, what shaykhis do you have to the Torah? So the Amoritz, I guess, wasn't such an Amoritz. He says to the Rav, he says, and what shaykhis do I have to Al Chayt Shechatanu Lefanecha B'chapas Shoychat? I have to bang on my heart that I took Shoychat? I'm a simple Ani Ve'ev, you're an Amoritz, no one's giving me any Shoychat. You're the Rav, you get Shoychat all the time. I'm banging on my heart for your Shoychat? Then if I'm banging on my heart for your sheikhah, then your Torah that you're learning is also my Torah. Don't think it's anything different. But really, that's, I think, only secondary. The MS is that this is a celebration for every single person. And Rambam Paskins, every person has a chiv to learn Torah, whatever level you are, whatever oina you are, the chiv is to learn Torah. So therefore, the siyum ha-Torah is not more for the Rav than anyone else. And that's where a person should really know. He should dance that way. But that's not only. I want to add another Meredika of Shlomo Zalman Orach, classic, to understand how precious dancing on Shmini Atzeres, dancing on Simchas Torah. And I want to add to it also a little bit more, the Chassidish shot from the Satmar Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. This is something that I think about when I'm dancing. Satmarov is known, and many of the Rebbes were known, you looked at them, the avoda of dancing. Besides the exercise, I go to Rabbi Rambam, but I love it. Mamash, 2 hours, you mamash. It's better than all the walks we take, you know what I'm saying? And it's good. Jewish exercise is much better. So the so he says the following. I don't know whose voice, I think it's his, or he said this. He said, the Lashon of Rikida, Pashtra means to dance. But every word, when you go into the Lashon HaKodesh, that's why it's so beautiful, because when you translate, you lose so much. The Lashon of Merakid is also one of the Lamates Melachos. Merakid means to sift. So he used to say that Rikud is where a person is not just dancing. He's sifting through all his midos. He's sifting through himself. It's a cleanser. You know, when you have a good dance, you could feel cleansed. And if a person is dancing and he's working and he's thinking, how am I going to be changed? And I want to add, this is so crucial, because the change comes from the Torah. A person that learns, Chazal say, Talmud Chacham Shein Badeya, he doesn't have character traits, he's not working in himself, Nevela Toiv Emenu. That means that the key, and you look so many sources of Chazal, this is something that Yeshiva Baruch, but everyone has to listen to over and over again, to walk away from learning, whether it's Baba Kama or Baba Metzia, and not say how I'm going to be different, how I'm going to be more refined, how I'm going to be more sensitive, is what Chazal say. Nevela Toiv Emenu. That's how scary it is. The Midrash Tanchuma says in Parsha Shmini that the whole purpose of mitzvahs is the Tzarif HaSabriyas. The Gemara, the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Midrash is so striking. It says, why do we need Shechita? What was the purpose of Shechita? So the Lashon of the Midrash is that really you don't need Shechita. How do you know? Because when it comes to the Shor HaBar and the Leviathan in the future, Suda, they're going to fight each other, they're going to kill each other, and then you're going to be able to eat the unless you're machmir, of course, on the meat, because you're not going to trust the Ashgacha of Mashiach, you're going to have the fish. Problem is that the Lashon of the Midrash is mashma, that there's no Shechita. So the Midrash says, what happened to Shechita for those that want to have Shechita? So the Midrash says it's okay, because the mitzvahs are there, the tzar for Zabriyas. How do you work out this Midrash with the Rambam and Snatur is not going to be different than everything? I don't know. I never heard a good pshat. But I'm telling you what Chazal say, that it's more important the change that you have from the Torah than the actual learning of Torah. And that's what so Salanta said, you could finish us many times, but the change of Midah, and this is so crucial. A Ben Pakua, maybe that's the Eitz. I like that. I like that. But at any rate, so this is so crucial for a person to know, that when we're dancing with the Torah, we're thinking to ourselves, how are we going to be different? How are we going to be more of a mensch? Years ago, I lost my voice. Right? I lost my voice years ago. So I couldn't speak. For about 2 years, I sounded like a computer. In order to go through therapy, I don't even imitate what I sounded like. It's so embarrassing. It was tremendously embarrassing. For 2 years, I basically was like a computer. You can imagine, you know, a computer? People, whatever it is. Anyway, I used to teach in Migdash Melech by David Lopian. And I have tremendous hakaras. I talked to him because he sit next to me. Imagine you have someone that mamish sounds like an alien from an outer space next to you, and he never would react mamish like as if I'm normal. Happened to be, there was once 2 guys that came. It's actually a yeshiva that people came from different yeshivas, came from a certain yeshiva, and they sat down and they heard me learning. So anyone that's usually there, so they're used to me. Imagine you hearing someone that sounds like mamish, like a computer. It's very strange. Anyway, these guys started giggling. I remember they were laughing. Now, I had to work on my meters, of course, but I lost it. I went over. I said, what are you guys learning? They already are freaking out. And then I see, right? The learning Baba Kama. Sorry, apologize. Secret phone. So the So they're learning Baba Kama. So I say, Baba Kama, do you realize you guys are learning Baba Kama? You're learning about Adam Amazik. You're learning about responsibility of hurting, right? The Mishnah even says that besides the Hezek, you have to ask for forgiveness. And here you are laughing at another guy that has a problem with his voice. Well, anyway, that was the last time they were there. And probably I made it too tough. But how is it? How many times is it shayach that we could mamash learn a sugya? And the sugya means nothing. It's a nice chachma, but did we change? That is rikud. That is the beauty of Torah. That's the source of why a Jew should be the greatest mensch in the world. That's why nations to look at us and say, wow, I would love to be like him. I would love him to be my teacher. But let's get to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says the following. He used to tell the boys in yeshiva before Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres the following. He said, the Keren Oira has a bomb kasha. Keren Oira Moed Katan Davches says, why is it that it's okay to have Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres combined, especially in Eretz Yisrael? Basically, here, at least in America, we kind of split up. So you have Shmini Atzeres and you have Simchas Torah. Really, it's not true. Really, Shmini Atzeres is also Simchas Torah. And by Sfarad, they're also dancing. Fact the Keren Oira, Ein Me'avin Simcha B'Simcha. It's a bomb kasha. It's a basic question. I mean, I'll explain that a little bit better. Usually, for example, can you make a siyum on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Why? Because usually, when you do something that's not teifes the yoyim, so you're not taking over the day, that's not a steer of en ma'avin simcha v'simcha. But something that takes over the day, for example, is a machlekes, if you can make a wedding on Purim. Fascinating, there's a tshuva in the Mishnah Siyayiv, it's very geshmak. What's the machlekes ramechab on ma? You're allowed to have a wedding on Purim. What's the problem? The problem is en ma'avin simcha v'simcha. But when is it en ma'avin simcha v'simcha? If it's teifes the yoyim. Since a wedding day is called Yom Simchas Liboy, it takes over the entire day. You're part of Tachnun, all the great celebrations of what it entails. So you can't have a wedding on Purim Pashup Shah. So here, what are you doing? You're taking Shmini Atzeres, and now you're saying, no, Simchas Torah, so Yom Simchas Torah, we dance, we have all. It almost takes over more than Shmini Atzeres, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that okay? Keren Oira is kasha. Comes the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says so beautiful. Says you say it like this: every single holiday, every single Yom Tov that we have, you really have two things. You have the Dovar Gashmi, the Geshmak of physical experiences, and you have the Dovar Ruchni. Take Sukkos. Sukkos, you have the Lulav, you have the Sukkah, and of course you have the meat and everything else in the Shama Simcha Machlekes. You know, if you have meat, yes, no meat, wine, all the things that you have during Chol HaMoed, it's all part of, you have the combination of Ruchnis and Gashmis. He says, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you can't just have a Dovar Gashmi, you have to have a Dovar Ruchni. But what is it? So this fits so beautiful with the Vilna Gaon. It's the third time we're mentioning the Vilna Gaon. Isn't that amazing? Says the Vilna Gaon, the most beautiful pshat. He says, when the Torah says, Ach, Vaisa Ach Sameach. So Gemara says, Ach, L'rabois, Yom Tov Ach Unshachag. To include the last day of Yom Tov. So the Torah Tmima quotes the Vilna Gaon. He says, I don't understand. We know all over Shas, Ach. Ach is a mute. It comes to limit. How can you say Ach is L'rabois, Leil Yom Tov Ach Unshachag, for Simcha? Doesn't make any sense. Says the Vilna Gaon, Yisoy Nifla. He says it is a mute. Why? Because you start of Sukkos, you have many mitzvahs. You have the lulav, you have the sukkah, and you have simcha. Comes Shmini Atzeres, Ach, now you only have left over the simcha. Chasam Sofer says a similar idea. So Mimele says of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you want to know what Shmini Atzeres is? It's a celebration of simcha. How can you have simcha without the Torah? It's not a stira. It's not the night I was me'arev simcha b'simcha. The essence of simcha, how do you have real joy? The greatest gift that we got. No one else has it. No other nation. They take whatever they can take from us. But we have the Torah. That's the joy. The greatest simcha is the Torah. And simcha katoros esfekos. Where do you get katoros esfekos? Where do you learn how to behave? Where do you learn what it means to be a mensch? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, his face lit. He was lit. How do you learn how to say hello? Ashalom aleichem. How to treat another human being. It's all from the Tarsis of Shlomo Zomach. It's not Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's Hainuach. That is the Simcha. And I'm just adding is that the true joy that a person is going to get from the Torah isn't as much as he changes. When a person understands that this is how I connect to the Rabban Shem. In fact, the Mefarshim explained that the Torah is Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? If I want to love Hashem, I want to have a relationship with Hashem, the only really way to get that is by learning, is by finding out what the Rabban Shem is all about. How do I know anything about Hashem? Bereishis Baruch Elokim, it's Hashemayim V'Sarotz. Hi, I was introduced. Anoich Hashem V'Kerech, I took you out of Mitzrayim. That's how you know the Rabban Shem. And the more you mimic, the more you learn, the more you change. But it has to be that I'm learning it because I want to be able to change. Why? Because the Maharal says that the more you change yourself, now the more you're able to be davik in the Rabban Shem. So it comes at Shmini Atzeres, which the Api Chassidus is called the Yichud Room. It's a time where you're the most davik. How is it Shaykh without the Torah? The only way to do it is with the Torah. So my bracha to everyone, and Ani Imchem, is that the dancing, the rikud, the simcha of this yontav is going to be a transformational simcha. It's going to be a simcha where we accept upon ourselves, not just, wow, I'm dancing with the Torah and I'm going to learn more this year. I'm going to dedicate more time to learning. But I'm going to learn and I'm going to change. And I'm going to become a human being that's so much closer to the Rabban Shem. I'm going to be able to work in my midos. I'm going to take out chavis alavav, shara habitochen and shara anova. I tell people, I don't know how it's shaykh to go one day without shara anova. How it's shaykh not to learn chuvas alavavas and yeshiva, or something of real musar that a person knows that he's working on his anav. It's not shaykh to move, and I'm not just talking about even just on the level of interpersonal. To accept when things happen to you is really, it's amazing the connection between shara anav and shara bitochan. Because if you want to trust the Rabbein Shalom, you have to be humble enough to accept whatever happens. That's really what it is. I'm humbling myself. The ultimate anav is I'm humbling myself to the Rabban Shem and accepting whatever he decides. That comes through the Torah. And Avayu should be zeicha that this year the rikud is going to be such a rikud that will be sifting through us that we'll be able to mamash be pure and be zeicha to true Kabbalah Satorah. Everyone should have a beautiful yontif. Enjoy.
I was just thinking.
Yeah, I want to look at the Ramah, by the way.
Pashat Rikud?
Yeah.
What is it when you sift? You shake.
Right.
That's all.